Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, your premier source for Second Amendment news. Here is our daily update, as of late, of what's happening with the big beautiful bill, because last night there was some action. First off, the video is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. We are in the midst of our 4th of July sale, where you can save 17.76% off everything, but you have to use code AMERICA at checkout at blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. It's your chance to save on everything and support a company that donates money to Second Amendment groups to sue the government. All right, so what happened last night? Well, Andrew Clyde, Representative Andrew Clyde out of Georgia, who is a firearms, he owns a firearms store. He's an FFL right in Athens, Georgia, 4 hours from where I'm standing. He last night officially put in his amendment, and what he said during the committee was phenomenal. He knocked it out of the park. See, the bill went from the Senate. It passed thanks to J.D. Vance's, you know, tie-breaking vote. Now it's in the Rules Committee of the House. And what is happening right now is the House Rules Committee is going to decide on whether or not the bill as currently constituted would pass the House. If so, they continue on, I guess. And if not, it's back to the drawing board for the entire bill, and there would be tremendous pressure from President Trump because he wants this on his desk by July 4th, and I don't know if that can happen on this current timeline. But last night, Andrew Clyde returned to Washington, D.C. from his home in Georgia, and during the Rules Committee hearing, he just crushed it, talking about the Senate parliamentarian on how erroneous she has been and how the NFA tax is directly linked to the registration, and that would be part of the tax. Phenomenal. Here it is. It's about 3 minutes of him. He knocked it out of the park.
The unelected Senate parliamentarian struck this provision down, erroneously claiming that it violated the Byrd Rule. I vehemently disagree with her, and I believe many of her rulings prove she's incapable of making sound nonpartisan decisions. Let me be perfectly clear. The taxation and registration under the National Firearms Act are inseparably linked. The registration database is the method used by the government to account for the tax paid on each firearm by the serial number of the firearm. And I'd like to show you something. This is an example right here, of the tax stamp itself, for any of you who want to look at it, all right? This is a tax stamp from an actual Form 4, National Firearms Act, NFA, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, Form 4. And it says right here, submit the appropriate tax payment, and we will affix the National Firearms Act stamp. And this is the stamp right here. As you can see, it has a serial number on it. This is actually the serial number of the firearm for which the tax was paid. And you have the date, 9/11/2022, and then you have another one right here, a different serial number for a different transfer tax, and another one. All of them, you see, are a National Firearms Act tax. Now you have two taxes. You have one that's a $5 tax, and then you have one that's a $200 tax, depending upon the type of firearm. In this particular case, it's a $200 tax. Therefore, if you have no tax, you have no foundation for the registration database. Despite this fact, the unelected Senate parliamentarian determined that the pro-Second Amendment provision in the Senate bill was not budget-related and therefore violated the Byrd Rule. This is simply false. Her ruling was flat out wrong. The tax stamp right here is clear evidence that you have a serial number of a firearm used to document the registration and the tax on the form itself. While I still believe eliminating the taxation of these firearms takes an impressive chunk out of the infringement caused by the National Firearms Act and sets up a strong foundation to challenge the registration requirements in court, I never want to rely on the courts. I believe we can and must do more. That's why I've introduced this amendment, which reinserts the Second Amendment victories the American people demand and deserve. My amendment would ensure the Senate has another opportunity to consider my common sense provision to remove these firearms from the tax database of the National Firearms Act. This amendment gives us another chance to eliminate the 91-year-old taxation and registration of suppressors and short-barreled firearms, championing American Second Amendment liberties instead of tolerating the partisan, unelected Senate parliamentarians' illogical ruling. The American people are demanding that we fight, and my amendment ensures that the fight lives on.
All right, so that's what Andrew Clyde said. Phenomenal what he said. That's been needed to have been said all along, and I'm glad he's done it. But I will keep you up to date, guys and gals. The bill right now is fragile and may or may not be able to move on to the next step. The House may put everything back in that the Senate took out, and then it would have to go back to the Senate. And yes, for those who have asked, unless she's removed, the Senate parliamentarian would have to go through everything again. Will she rule the exact same? Well, decide. She doesn't rule. Will she decide the same way that she did on certain items that she took out that get inserted or not? We'll have to see. Is she removed before then? We'll have to wait and see, because that is still a possibility. And for those who have been, the comments have been phenomenal. Related to the parliamentarian, she serves at the pleasure of the Senate Majority Leader. And that's it. That is the only person who can remove her. Doesn't matter who else gets pissed off. Doesn't matter who else makes comments about it in leadership or in politics. She serves at the pleasure of the Senate Majority Leader. So the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, is the only one who could remove her. She was appointed by a Democrat under the Obama era by Harry Reid. She's been there for 12 years. She should have been removed. You would think anytime the Senate Majority Leader is a different, I guess, party of the person who has been appointed, they're generally swapped out in every other facet, but for whatever reason, she's been able to stick around. I wonder what she has on them. But I will get you in the know. All you got to do is subscribe to the channel right down below. Subscribe to Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news. I will keep you in the loop every single day. Oftentimes, multiple times a day, so check back often. And hit the bell icon so that YouTube puts you in the notification category of when I put out new content or go live. And until we see each other again, please be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to protect yourself and those you love. It is our right. It is pre-existing. We don't get it from government. They don't get it back. It's nothing they can recall. Try as they wish. See y'all in the next one. Take care.